On Sunday, French voters will choose their next president, and the result could have big implications for the future of Europe. The far-right candidate Marine Le Pen wants to take France out of the European Union. Her opponent, the centrist Emmanuel Macron, says he's pro-Europe, but he has also said the EU needs to be reformed to prevent a Frexit, a French exit from the EU. Joining us now from Brussels via Skype is Tom Natal, a columnist for The Economist. Tom, welcome.
Hi there.
And I want to start with Marine Le Pen. Our NPR correspondent in Paris, Eleanor Beardsley, spoke with Jean-Marc Ilouz, who's a former political correspondent for France 2 television, about Sunday's election. And here's what he said.
I do think that Marine Le Pen can win because she's such a great speaker, because she is so able to use passion.
Now, that kind of goes against the grain of what we have been hearing, which is that it's going to be very difficult for her to win. What do you think?
Well, frankly, I think he's wrong. I don't think she can win. The opinion polls have been very consistent, including since the first round a week and a half ago. There's barely been an opinion poll that has Emmanuel Macron, who is challenging Marine Le Pen in the runoff on Sunday, with a gap of less than 20 percentage points over her. To put it very simply, if she were to win on Sunday, it would be the biggest opinion poll failure of all time.
But I feel like we've seen a few of those in recent years, some pretty big opinion poll failures.
Yeah, but not of this magnitude. So this sort of narrative has emerged, particularly after the victory of Donald Trump and of the Brexit referendum in Britain last year, that the polls are way off. Actually, if you look at where the polls were, there may have been a bit of error, but both of those results were very close. And of course, in the American case, Hillary Clinton actually won the popular vote.
Right.
They weren't polling disasters. This would be an order of magnitude different, a failure of this sort. And it's also worth noting, by the way, that in the first round of the French presidential election, the polls were extremely accurate.
All right. Well, let's just do the thing that would be responsible for us to be doing as journalists, which is let's play out the scenario. If Le Pen does win, what happens to Europe?
Well, ask a lot of people here in Brussels and they'll say that's game over. That's the end of the EU. And the reason that they say that is that this place, really ever since it was founded as a club of six countries in the 1950s, has always relied on what is sometimes called the Franco-German motor, a sort of concord between France and Germany to provide the political and the economic energy to keep the show on the road. Now, obviously, this is now a club of 28 or 27 when Britain leaves. But that idea is still at the heart of it, that nothing substantial can happen in the European Union if France and Germany aren't working together. With Marine Le Pen as president, someone who has hinted very strongly that she would like to see France leave the European Union, I mean, that she thinks that European Union is a sort of a club of has-been globalists that has nothing to say to ordinary people, then that idea is blown out of the window. Now, you probably don't see the end of the European Union, but you see a very, very different sort of club. One where the bonds between countries are much weaker than they were, which doesn't have the same sort of pursue the same ideas of integration that it has for decades in the past. And the biggest question mark will be over the future of the euro, the single currency shared by 19 of the countries inside the European Union. France, of course, is a member of that. Marine Le Pen has sort of hemmed and hawed on her policy on the euro. But if a question mark were put over France's membership of the euro, then a question mark would be put over the survival of the currency overall, and that would be a big danger.
Would the danger come back up again if Le Pen loses? Is there another country? We're having elections soon in Germany. Is there another country that could cause the same kind of havoc for the EU?
Not Germany. As you say, we've got elections there later this year. But it's not clear who will end up as chancellor, but it will easily be Angela Merkel, who's been running the show for over a decade. It will be her social democratic challenger, Martin Schulz, who, as a former president of the European Parliament, does not have pro-European credentials that anyone could question. I think the country to watch is Italy. Now, Italy isn't due to hold elections until next spring. Although you never know with this country, its politics are always very unstable. The Italian economy has been performing disastrously badly for a long time. There's been very little growth. Productivity performance has been appalling. And for that reason, you've seen a big growth in support for parties like the Five Star Movement and some other anti-European parties. If a coalition of these parties were to come to power after an election next spring, then I think you'd see markets go haywire. You'd see big question marks over Italy's future inside the Eurozone. And I think that is probably what worries people more than what's going to happen in France, or certainly what's going to happen in Germany.
That's Tom Natal, a columnist for The Economist, speaking with us from Brussels. Tom, thank you.
My pleasure.